32 teams are here, all talking to you. What do you think about it?
Take advantage of the opportunity. You know, it's a big job interview. It's a glorified job interview. You know, the teams definitely do their due diligence. You know, if you're going to put that much money in a person, you want to make sure you do your homework and your due diligence. And that's all it is. So you can't fault them and get impatient or anything like that. You know, just go with the flow and enjoy the process, honestly.
Is there a certain event that you're looking forward to the most?
Just all the drills. You know, testing, being able to go out there and test well. Bench press, all the on-field drills, running, 40-yard dash, pro agility, vertical. So all of that. And definitely the interviews. You know, it's something that you have to do to be able to get a real feel for guys. You know, you really don't have any contact with these, you know, college players until now. So you pretty much got to decide, you know, on a, 15-minute interview. So, you know, the interviews are very important. So,
looking at the road it took to get here to the Combine, what do you think some of the biggest obstacles were for you along the way?
Oh, man, a tough season. Definitely, you know, we started slow in terms of on the offensive line, you know, had some missing pieces in terms of returning starters. I was the only returning starter, but, you know, the coaches did a good job in preparing the other guys. You know, I think they're all fresh. One, you know, redshirt freshman at right tackle. Two guys came over from defense. And then Angelo Mangiero, you know, at center, you know, he pretty much was you know, getting time, you know, here and there, you know, the past seasons. But, you know, him being able to come in to start, you know, it was great. And, you know, just overcoming the little things, you know, in terms of communication and stuff like that. And being able to, you know, prosper through, you know, losing games. You know, we went on a four-game win streak, four-game losing streak, the gain. And, yeah, so definitely a season going up and down and then finishing strong, you know, with a win at Boston College. So.
What's this I heard about you wanting to be an FBI agent if football doesn't work out?
Yeah, you know, I got my degree in 3.5 years to be, you know, I got it in criminology. You know, I wanted to be a forensic scientist, but science wasn't my forte. So, you know, I kind of fell with becoming an FBI agent or a detective. So, you know, just something that, you know, I would love doing. You know, crime will never stop. So
I think you're big enough. That's for sure. Finally, last question. What do you know about Kansas City, if anything?
You tell me. Mr. Tomba Ali himself. You know, he, Penn State grad, you know, played there, did great at Penn State, and, you know, he's doing great, you know, at Kansas City. And, you know, more power to him. You know, he's going to continue repping Penn State and doing his thing. And, you know, definitely look forward to seeing him.
65 toss power trap.